Oh, is that you, Myrtle? What do you want?
I want Cadbury's.
The Cadbury Show!
Quick, where can I hide? It's the voice of the turtle. Myrtle.
Oh, Johnny, there you are.
Look, Bright Eyes, don't call me Johnny. It's Jack. Jack Happy.
Well, I like changing your name, and I wish you'd change mine.
Look, you've even changed my second name. With you around, I'm not even happy.
Oh, you're just saying that because you mean it. You don't even take me to the pictures anymore.
Oh, no. No, I certainly don't take you to the pictures anymore. Not after the last time when I took you to see the Pony Express. Everyone thought I had the pony sitting with me.
Oh, Johnny, you are.
Yeah, no wonder they put us in the stalls. Tell me, did you go to the pictures last night, Myrtle?
Oh, yes, with Purse.
Purse? Well, how can he afford it?
Oh, he arranged to meet me inside.
Oh.
Oh, gee, it was thrilling. You should have seen the newsreel of Biceps Barden.
Yeah, Biceps Barden, the athlete?
Yeah. Oh, he's cute. He's out of the theater all this week, so I'm going to get a job as an usherette, just so I can carry a torch for him.
Biceps Barden, huh? Biceps Barden. Well, take away his good looks, take away his money, take away his muscles. Now, what does he look like?
You, Johnny. Oh, when he came on the screen, I got so excited, I nearly dropped Purse off my knee.
Purse was on your knee?
Well, I could only afford one ticket. Oh, but Biceps Barden is wonderful.
Well, what do you see in that muscle-bound ape? If you like the athletic type, well, what's wrong with me?
Oh, but there's nothing athletic about you, dear.
Oh, no? What about my athlete's foot?
Pardon me for jumping in here.
Oh, hello, Reg.
Hello, Mr. Galsworthy. Say, is that a mustache or an eyebrow gone exploring?
Don't you take any notice of her, Red. She's just jealous because your mustache is bigger than hers.
Yeah. Will you please not bring my mustache up in front of my handsome face? Let's drop the subject.
Oh, Myrtle, he's giving us the brush off.
Anyway, I'm not here to talk about good looks. I'm here to talk about good taste. And that means, of course, Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate with its glass and a half of full cream milk in each half pound. Plus, its rich, nourishing Cadbury quality chocolate. Dairy milk certainly has everything to offer where taste is concerned. Dairy milk is satisfying from first bite to last. On top of that, each square is thick and chunky to bring out the deep flavor of the chocolate. There's value, too. Dairy milk in the quarter pound block costs only 2 shillings. Buy a block of smooth, creamy dairy milk chocolate tomorrow. Your reason, everybody's reason for I want Cadbury's.
Well, well, if it isn't my little friend, Mert.
Well, if it isn't my big friend, Purse.
Aye, what's the photo you're looking at?
Oh, Purse, this is a snapshot of Biceps Barden. You know, he's the athlete we saw in the newsreel last night.
Oh, him? Look at the size of his feet. He's been running so much his feet have spread.
Well, in that case, Purse, you must have been doing a lot of sitting down.
Aye.
Myrtle, have you ever met this Biceps Barden person?
Oh, yes, Johnny. He used to call me his little dumbbell. Oh, he's wonderful.
Well, what's the use of just looking at his picture, Myrtle?
Oh, but that's just it, Johnny. He's making a personal appearance to her.
Yeah?
Yeah, and Biceps Barden arrives here tomorrow.
And I suppose his muscles are coming by freight the next day.
Oh, I'm just longing to see him again.
Of course, if I went back into training, I'd soon show him who's boss.
Oh, I can help you, Jack. At my old school, they said I was their best heavyweight.
Boxer?
No, just a heavyweight. They reckon I was the best croquet player they ever turned out. That's just what they did, turned me out.
You know, I was a very good athlete myself at school. I won the sack race.
Hmm. Looks like you're still wearing it.
Myrtle, I always thought you admired me. You looked up to me, held me in esteem.
Yeah, but the man of my dreams must be the athletic type.
Well, how about me? One look and you can say I'm an all-rounder.
Well, if you really want to impress me, you'll have your chance. Biceps Barden has issued a challenge to any local athlete to compete against him.
He has?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I wouldn't like to be the one to upset his unbeaten record. Okay.
How much do you get if you beat him?
Oh, there's no money, just the honor and glory.
No money? Golly, when I was a wrestler, I always got paid, even for the rehearsals.
Myrtle, I wouldn't want you to think that I'm afraid of this biceps feller.
You're not?
No. No, of course I'm not.
Well, then why are you packing that suitcase?
Oh, I didn't think you'd notice.
Oh, Johnny, if you want me to continue as your number one fan, you'll have to beat Biceps Barton.
I will?
Yeah. You and Biceps will be two cavaliers dueling for my favor, and the winner shall have my hand.
Gee, that's a big stake.
Oh, it is not. I've only got a little hand. Well, do you accept Biceps' challenge?
Well, it's not for you personally, Myrtle. It's for what you stand for. You know, I can't go on as an entertainer without my fans.
You got a lot in common with Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, well, all right. You better start training, Johnny. You and Purse run along and have a game of treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt?
Yes. Purse can dress up as a pirate and search for your sunken chest. Oh, there's the doorbell. I'll go.
How do you do? I'm the advance agent for Biceps Barton. My name is Potter. You wouldn't think it to look at me, but I'm a positive scream.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Potter?
Oh, you can call me by my first name, Cuthbert.
Cuthbert? Have you ever thought about changing your name?
Oh, I say, is this a proposal?
Well, Tell me, Cuthy, what can we do for you?
No, I was wondering if you'd have a spare room you could let to Biceps Barton.
Why, sure. I've got a vacant space.
That's using your head, Myrtle. No, Cuthy, no. I'm very sorry, but I just haven't got room for your boss.
Johnny?
One room's just become vacant.
Oh, goody. Is it well ventilated?
Well, it should be. There's no roof on it.
Is it a quiet room?
Well, it hasn't made a noise yet.
There's just one teeny-weeny little detail. I think Biceps should make an advance.
Well, I'll be disappointed if he doesn't.
Cuthbert, tell us about this Biceps joker. How did you come to meet him?
Well, one day I asked him to give me a lift, and he did. Right up over his head.
And what does he do to keep fit?
Well, this is his day. 6 a.m., get out of bed. 6:01, get under cold shower. 6:02, take off pajamas.
6:03, back into bed.
Oh, no, 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 not Biceps. Then he runs 20 miles.
I could do that.
Pulling a train full of workers? Oh, well, at 10 o'clock he... At 10 o'clock he lifts 500 pounds, then he starts skipping. He skips breakfast, skips lunch, skips tea.
No, please, I can't stand any more. Purse, just give me a rub down. I'm euchred just hearing about it.
Mr. Cuthbert, Johnny is going to accept Biceps' challenge.
He is? Oh, goody. You poor man.
Well, of course, I'll have to do a little training first.
I can see that. Would you like me to put you onto a good coach?
Yeah, the first one that goes to Alice Springs, will you? Listen, tell me, this Biceps fella really gets rough on his opponents, huh?
Oh, no. Why, I was only talking to the wife of his last opponent this morning. I met her at the funeral.
Make my
Well, chaps, I must run along anyway and tell Biceps you've accepted his challenge. Oh, it's great to be so busy. Busy, 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 busy little bee. Mummy will be so pleased. She might even let me play with my boat in the bath tonight. Such fun. Well, you can expect Biceps here in a couple of hours. He's coming up from Tasmania, and it should only take him a couple of hours to cross the Bass Strait.
Oh, isn't air travel marvelous?
Air travel, nothing. He's riding his bike. Well, tiddly-byes.
The Cadbury Show brings you Betty Richmond to sing Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, 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 and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Chocolate, always look for the shining purple and gold wrapper of Cadbury's Dairy Milk. Dairy Milk chocolate is good to eat and so good for you. In each thick, chunky square, there's nourishing Cadbury quality chocolate. And don't forget that glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pint. Deep down flavor and good value have made Cadbury's Dairy Milk Australia's most popular block chocolate. Yes, Dairy Milk is the creamy milk chocolate preferred by most people. Cadbury's Dairy Milk, Cadbury's Candy Nut, Milk Lunch, Fruit and Nut, Old Jamaica, and Energy Chocolate are now only 2 shillings for the quarter pound block. Make that your reason for I Want Cadbury's.
Well, Dick, you ready to start training?
Yeah, Purse, I even took those vitamin pills you gave me.
Good. You're supposed to swallow 3 bottles a day.
Yeah, I swallowed the pills, all right. I had a little bit of trouble with the bottles, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you're wearing an athletic singlet.
Purse, this is a T-shirt.
Ah, so it is. I can see we have spilt your tea on us. Now, come on. You've got to start training.
Purse, I'm only doing this so Myrtle won't think I'm weak and puny. I don't want to look ridiculous.
Have you thought about trying plastic surgery?
Purse, that is very personal. Anyway, where is Myrtle? Here I am, sweating and straining just to impress her. Where is she?
She went down to the station to meet Biceps Barden.
Oh, is he coming by train?
No, the train's coming by him. She says she knows him, but I doubt it. I think he's one of her heroes.
This must be his train now. Well, I suppose he'll look different from his pictures. He'll probably be a much older man. I wonder if that's him over there. Excuse me, sir.
Are you by any chance addressing me, madam? What an impertinence! What audacity! What an opportunity! yes, well, how do you do, my dear? Featherston's the name, Colonel Featherston, DFC, DSO, MMVC, OK.
Oh, there's no need to spell it. I thought you were somebody else.
Well, you come and have dinner with me, and I'll be a different man, eh?
Colonel, you are a devil.
Eh? Oh, yes, yes, I suppose I do have a way with me. What? I remember when I was in the Punjab. Yes, the women do all the work out there, you know. I only had to walk along the street, and the women would throw themselves at my feet, crying out those 3 little words.
Which 3 little words?
Shoeshine, Sahib. Ah, but the women are there, Gad. Yes, I was rather friendly with the Princess Patutma. Ah, the princess. Ah, yes, by Gad. She was just like her mother. Ugly as sin. Ah, but let's not talk about me, my dear. I'd like to know all about you. Now, tell me, how do you like me in my new uniform? I must be rather dashing.
Yes, and so must I. You see, I was hoping to meet Biceps Barden.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm BB's manager.
BB?
BB, you know, stands for Biceps Barden.
Oh.
But he's down in the dumps today. He's my melancholy BB. I say, are you sure you won't have dinner with me?
Well, thanks all the same, Colonel, but no, I won't.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll just have to go home to the wife, Chin Chin.
Oh, gee, I'll never find Biceps Barden at this rate. I suppose this is his train. Wonder where it's going.
It's going to the dogs. The whole country's going to the dogs.
Oh, look, it's Soapbox Charlie.
Yes, now take the railways. They sell hundreds of tickets every day, but you never hear who wins the big prizes.
Hey, what did the caucus say in 28?
Vote for Charlie.
I thank you. I always do what my electors ask me to do. At the last election, I held up the right wing. At the previous election, I held up the left wing. Now, what do you want me to do?
Flap your wings and fly away.
I'll have you know, sir, that I aim for better education. I aim for better housing.
Hey, what about the gravy thickeners?
I aim for that pest who keeps interjecting. And having made my reports, I would like to say this. The prisoners should definitely have to break rots. So put me in and I leave no stone unturned. See you at the poll. Vote for Charlie. I thank you.
Here to sing in the Cadbury Show is Daryl Stewart. His song, All the Things You Are.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Time and again I found my adventure, touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want, all of this world is you. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you
There's no milk chocolate quite as smooth and as creamy as Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. That is said by lovers of good chocolate all over Australia. Dairy Milk is the favorite milk chocolate everywhere because everyone goes for Dairy Milk's deep-down flavor and rich, wholesome nourishment. In each half pound, there's a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk. In the two-shilling quarter-pound block, there are 21 thick, chunky squares of satisfying eating pleasure. Ask for the two-shilling block of Dairy Milk and enjoy good value in good chocolate. Smooth, creamy Dairy Milk chocolate. Your cue for I Want Cadbury's.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, look who I found at the station. Isn't he strong? Isn't he handsome?
Who?
My Bicep Barton, of course. Bicep, this is Jack Happy. He's your opponent.
He is? How do you do? Shake.
Well, don't worry, brother. I'm shaking from head to foot.
And this is Purse.
Oh, how do you do? Here, let me pump your hand.
Aye, you said pump, but not pulpit.
I'm daft. Well, Myrtle, I like this boarding house. It looks very comfortable. Would you mind showing me to my room?
Oh, certainly. It's on the second floor. You'll have to go up the stairs.
Oh, well, I'll go up them one at a time.
One step at a time?
No, one floor at a time.
Maybe I could carry your bags for you.
Oh, that's very sporting of you. Thanks very much. I'll take the big bag if you'll just take the little one. The one with the piano in it.
There. There, you see. I knew I'd be instrumental in helping you.
Oh, somebody tread on it before it gets away.
Oh, well, I'll go and put the kettle on for a nightcap.
But you'd look silly wearing a kettle. Anyway, I must go and get my sleep, or I'll have circles under my eyes.
Yes, I'm like that, too. I don't only get circles, I get back stalls as well.
Always daft. Well, good night, all.
Good night, biceps.
Good night. And when you race Jack tomorrow, may the best man win.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, see you at the sports ground.
Well, Myrtle, I'm all warmed up for the first event.
Yeah, Johnny, but just look at Biceps Barton. He's the first athlete I've ever seen with padded shoulders.
Oh, Myrtle, lots of guys wear padding in their shoulders.
Yeah, but he's got it in his singlet. Oh, he's coming over here.
Ah, Mr. Happy, I see we drew a very big crowd.
Yeah, so we did.
I noticed some of my supporters were trying to start a fight with some of your supporters.
And did they?
No, both your supporters got up and went home.
Well, that's silly. I've never had any trouble with my supporters. Well?
Well?
Well, are you going to start the first event?
Yeah, we are. Come on, let's get going. Now, what's first on the program?
Boxing.
Great.
Well, go on, get up in the ring. Oh, will you look at Biceps? He leapt up the three steps onto the stage, and now he's jumped right over the top of the ropes into the ring. Wow. Oh, look at him in his purple dressing gown, Purse. They're in the middle of the ring with the referee.
Come on, Jack. Remember, it's the man who gets the first punch in that wins.
Okay, Purse.
Not yet, you fool. The fight hasn't started yet. Round one.
Oh, Purse! Look at Johnny. He's twisting and weaving all over the ring.
Yeah. He's throwing his fists in all directions.
Oh, good. He's got his dressing gown off now. Go on, Johnny!
What a fight. Biceps can't go on taking that punishment.
No. That's it, Johnny. You hit his fist with your chin.
Wow. Look. Biceps has fallen to the canvas. 8-9-10, he's out.
Oh, Johnny's the winner.
Three, Jack, you sure pack a wallop. You got dynamite in both fists. Now, let me help you off with your gloves.
No, Purse. I don't want the crowd to see.
See what?
The dynamite.
Oh, Biceps. Biceps, wake up.
Hey, somebody should feed that canary. Answer the phones. Oh, so this is heaven.
Biceps, it's me. Look.
Oh, dear, I've gone to the other place. Well, Mr. Happy, that's one event to you. Now, what's next?
Cycling.
Oh, are the cycles ready?
Yep, here they are. Up onto the saddle.
Hey, Myrtle, love, will you give me a start?
All right. Boo!
No, I meant to start on my bike.
Oh, well, one to be ready, two to be steady, three to be... Ah!
Oh, look at Jack go. He's plowing up the track.
No, he's got off the plow and he's riding his bike.
He won!
But what happened to Bicep?
I don't know. He just sat there in the saddle.
Oh, dear. I don't know. I got on the saddle and I put my feet on the pedals, but it didn't move.
They're not pedals. They're stirrups. You got the wrong kind of saddle.
Oh.
Now, that's two to me.
Well, let's try you out at tennis.
Okay, but I'll beat you. You wait to see my cannonball service.
Oh, this I must see.
Yeah, wait to see the cannonballs.
Hey, well, let's move on to the final event, shall we? The 100 yards dash. Myrtle, look, have you got my spiked running shoes?
Sure, Biceps. Here you are.
Well, Biceps, you ready for the race?
Yes, Mr. Happy. Now, the winner of this event will be the outright winner of the contest. And I'm sure that Myrtle will give the winner a great big kiss, eh? 100 yards, my favorite distance.
Yeah, well, you keep your distance. Let's go on with the race.
Get set. Go.
Ow! Oh!
Oh! Look at Biceps. He's jumping all over the place.
Yes, but look at Johnny. He's burning up the track. Put down that flamethrower and run!
He's won!
Oh, Johnny, you were wonderful.
Myrtle, stop breathing down my neck. You're bouging out my T-shirt. Yeah, I did it. You know, I actually beat Bicep Barton.
Oh, I knew you'd do it.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. You were on his side.
No, I wasn't, Johnny. I didn't think he was as nice as you said you thought I thought he was. So when he said things you said you thought he would, he wasn't. Don't you think?
Yeah. Or even better, no. Yeah, oh, that's all right. But Myrtle, that race, you helped him. You even put the spikes in Bicep's running shoes.
I know, but I put the spikes on the inside.
Before your Cadbury stars say goodnight, a reminder that Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate now costs only 2 shillings for the quarter pound block. That means that dairy milk is good chocolate value, because only dairy milk has the nourishment of Cadbury quality chocolate. Only dairy milk contains a glass and a half of milk in each half pound. That's why each deep bite is smooth and creamy, why each thick, chunky square is full of satisfying nourishment. Make it a habit always to ask for Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Remember, it's today's best value, today's best reason for... I want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Frank Strain, David Nettheim, Keith Eadie, Kevin Brennan, June Salter, and John Mellion. Songs by Benny Richmond and Daryl Stewart, and the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Script by Hugh Stuckey, production Noel Judd. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying goodnight to you all from the Cadbury Show.